When you listen to your ambition, you can accomplish amazing things. Whether you're looking to start your career or get ahead in your career, your journey begins at Seneca Polytechnic's Open House on Saturday, April 20th. Join us in person or virtually from 9 a.m. to noon to discover programs, meet Seneca experts, attend live presentations, and explore our campuses. You've got the ambition. Now take the first step. Register at SenecaPolytechnic.ca.
Let me think it over, will you, Charlie? I got a guy on the other line about some white walls. I'll talk to you later.
The Lou Brown Awards.
Every time I see you hit one in the air, you owe me 20 push-ups.
I'd like to hang around and see if we can give them all a nice big burger to eat.
All right, here we go. The third annual Lou Brown Awards. Everyone's been eagerly anticipating these. Usually we try to make sure it lines up with the Lou Marsh, which is now the Northern Star Award, also a prestigious award. I'd put our Lou Brown Awards up against any. Honestly, with the new name, the Lou Brown has been around longer than the Northern Star.
I know. And someone recommended Northern Charts, but we're not doing that.
No, we're not. This is the Lou Brown Awards. Come on. I mean, we got a bunch of categories here. We do this every year. We will continue to do it early in December. It's essentially a recap of the season. You know, it's 2022. We're getting into that time of year. A lot of people doing their recaps of the sports season. We figured we'd jump in front of that with the third annual Lou Brown Awards. So you guys all know how this works. We've all done our homework. We're all ready to go. We're going to explain each category as we go. You guys ready to start?
Go ahead.
Let's get rocking. Let's begin with the Roger Dorn category.
Come on, Dorn. Get in front of the damn ball. Don't give me this ole bull.
All right, here we go. The Roger Dorn category, the player that drove you nuts in 2022. Oh, go ahead. Start us off.
I'm going to go with Fernando Tatis Jr. I think the Padres kind of were building on something. They were bringing in personnel. And this guy gets caught with roids about a year after dirt biking or whatever the hell this guy was doing and blows out his shoulder. It just doesn't seem to be on the trajectory of a guy. I mean, isn't he titled the best player in baseball? Or
one of them.
One of them. I mean, he's there with Mike Trout and I don't know who else.
Judge, Vladdy, for sure.
Yeah. So, Fernando Tatis, to see him get caught like that and let down his teammates, that pisses me off. Throwing Bryce Harper, too. Like, he's in that mix with all those guys. Mm-hmm. Disappointing. He drove me nuts.
That's a great pick. Yeah, Fernando Tatis Jr. is your Roger Dorn for 2022. Noodles, who do you have?
Well, it's bad timing because of how he played last night, and we were talking about him earlier. But Baker Mayfield, for me, that was such a hero.
Yeah.
Like, literally such a hero in Cleveland and, you know, always had a comment for the media. I'll give him this. Great play last night.
Yep.
I'm happy for you. But he's still unlikable. He's still, because now you're going to see with that win last night, he's going to be back onto the hero side.
He'll be running around.
So, very unlikable.
Yeah, I think that's appropriate. My Roger Dorn pick for 2022 is Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson is my Roger Dorn. What a disaster this guy's been. How annoying has he been with his post-game comments, his goofy commercials.
His birthday parties.
How horrible he plays and he still shows up and puts a smile on. He screams Dorn to me. Like, no, I'm not doing that, actually. I just signed a contract. I don't have to listen to you.
What about the antics on the bird, the calisthenics?
Screams Dorn, right? Like, Dorn's bigger and
worked
better than
everyone else. Worked out for what, 8 hours?
Yeah, worked out for 8 hours on a trip from Denver to London. Just drove me crazy. Every time I saw him, every time he showed up, every time I gambled on him, admittedly, there's some issues there on that front. Russell Wilson is my Roger Dorn for 2022. All right, moving on here. Let's get to the Ricky Vaughn category.
All right, Vaughn, they tell us you're a pitcher. You're sure not much of a dresser. We wear caps and sleeves at this level, son. Get about the curveball, Ricky. Give him a heater.
All right, here we go. The Ricky Vaughn category, the young hotshot athlete that officially arrived, is on the scene in 2022.
I'm going to go with my guy, Ja Morant, down in Memphis. I think that he got people talking, Hayes. like big people talking, you know, TNT panel talking, like this guy is going to win MVPs and be dominant, possibly be the best player in the game at some point. I don't know. But every time Kara and Lindsay were talking about the NBA, it seemed like Ja Morant was in the mix. Dynamic for a guy that's not that big. He's
unreal.
Yeah, he's doing some unreal things out there, and he's a ton of fun to watch. My biggest fear is that he goes big league on Memphis and demands out one day, and he wants to be a major player in a big market, and that's going to suck for Memphis.
Yeah, Memphis is kind of the Cleveland of the NBA, although Cleveland is in the NBA. That makes sense. All right, you got Ja Morant. Noodles, who do you have for your Ricky Vaughn in 2022?
Moritz Seider for the defenseman for the Detroit Red Wings. I mean, this kid, you know, wins the Rookie of the Year, but he's got some swagger and he's got some throwback bite to his game too. And you know, even playing the Leafs, that was a couple of weeks ago. He's like, yeah, you know what, we're a good team too. It was almost like, and he actually showed up that night. The Leafs won, but he was showed how special he's going to be. I think he's a stud, and he's going to win a Norris at some point, and he's probably going to be the face of that organization with their turnaround.
Yeah, I agree. I like it. Most Sider. Okay, there's your Ricky Vaughn. Mine, this was the most obvious one for me of all the categories. Alek Manoah is my Ricky Vaughn in 2022. I think Manoah would prefer to pitch without sleeves, without a hat. I think he'd fight people. You know, the Pina League, I don't think he's ever been a part of it, but he'd probably dominate if he was a part of the Pina League like Ricky Vaughn did at one point. Manoah just screams attitude, but he backs it up. He throws heat. He wants to be on the mound in the biggest moments. Alek Manoah, he's my Ricky Vaughn winner for 2022. All right, moving on here. Let's get to the Jake Taylor category.
I need a catcher, Jake. Somebody who can lead this team on the field. So I want the absolute truth here. Are you 100%?
Yeah, would I bullshit you about something like that?
You better. You want to make this team.
All right, Jake Taylor category. The grizzled veteran that continues to get it done in 2022.
My Jake Taylor is Andrew Whitworth, L.A. Rams. Looked like he was on a dad's trip. Bald, skullet, and a gray beard, 16 seasons in the NFL, and he got it done with the Rams. Obviously, there was the star power and the coach and everyone was talking about, but he was a great story to finish up with that championship in L.A.
Yeah, he was just grinding up the first base pad, wasn't he? That like, he was Jake Taylor in that Super Bowl, getting things
done. That's the storybook ending, man.
Yep.
It's like, if he had a loss, it would have been such a crappy way to end his career.
He got it done in L.A., too. That was cool. All right, Noodles, who do you have for the Jake Taylor?
Rafael Nadal at 36. Still got it done last year. Now, I think the end is near, very near for him, but he was still playing quality tennis in this calendar year, we'll call it. So,
yep.
Moving on. He's still a big name, big star. I like him too. Likeable person. That's the guy. 36-year-old veteran. Grizzled vet getting it
I
done.
I like it. Rafa Nadal. All right, my Jake Taylor is Justin Verlander. The guy blows his arm out. He's down in Mexico, basically, in a hotel room getting calls from people in Houston saying, are you going to pitch again? Like, do you think can we trust you again? He goes in there. He leads Houston not only to a great season where he wins the Cy Young. They win the World Series. You know, in the biggest game of the year, he effectively does what Jake Taylor does, points to the outfield, lays down a sack bunt, the equivalent of that in terms of pitching, just a grizzled veteran. Now he's in New York. Now he's getting paid big money. He could be a possible option in 2023 for the Jake Taylor, but 39 years old, he's going to be 40, and he's still top of his trade. Justin Verlander, I got him for the Jake Taylor. All right, moving on. Let's get to the Willie Mays Hayes category.
Well, you may run like Mays, but you hit like shit. Nice catch, Hayes. Don't ever do it again.
The Willie Mays Hayes category, the most electric player in sports.
I gotta go back. I gotta go back to the Rams, man. And it's Cooper Kupp. He just seemed like, not that he was revolutionizing the position, but he was just doing stuff, and he was everywhere and catching everything. It was like time and time again, Matt Stafford went to that guy, and he always came through in the clutch. He was incredible to watch, and there were so many different choices for this one, but Cooper Kupp gets my pick.
Yeah, he did it all, man. Plus Super Bowl, right?
Exactly.
Ends up with a Super Bowl. The guy he led every statistic, every big play, it seemed to go through Cooper Kupp. He had an unreal year. Who do you have, Noodles, for the Willie Mays Hayes category?
I've got Mick Jesus in Edmonton. I mean, you know, he's an electric player. Had an unbelievable playoff and willed his team through a couple rounds. And Tuesday in November, you watch him play, all of a sudden he's a difference maker. So I had Connor McDavid.
Connor McDavid, I like that. I went with Cale Makar for my Willie Mays Hayes. When you think of a guy who was must-see TV, the amount of highlight reel plays he had, and just across the board, every time he put on his game, every time you watch Colorado, the guy was putting up points. You're right about McDavid in the playoffs. How about Makar in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Like, they were sweeping teams. He'd have 9, 10, 11 points. Guy was unbelievable. The way he skates, the way he plays, how electric he was in the point. I went with Cale Makar. I think from game 1 through 82, playoffs, guy was unbelievable. All right, moving on here. The Charlie Donovan category.
Let me think it over, will you, Charlie? I got a guy on the other line about some white walls. I'll talk to you later.
All right, so Charlie Donovan, of course, was the GM of the Tribe in that movie. So this is the Executive of the Year. Who do you have, Bo, for the Charlie Donovan category?
Joe Sakic, Colorado Avalanche. He had a team that he believed in and he thought they could get it done. And he just didn't say, oh, we're going to get you a third-line centerman or a fourth-line centerman. He went out and he got Manson. He got Lekkonen. He just seemed like he got them a bunch of guys where it was like, let's load up here and try to get this thing done. Cogliano we brought in. It was just, it was a good kind of trade deadline for him.
Oh, Sakic had an unbelievable year. That's a great choice. Noodles, who do you have for the Charlie Donovan?
Throw in that Sakic also went and got the goalie when he lost him in the offseason. He did exactly what he needed to do, win a cup. So for me, I'm going Bob Myers from Golden State Warriors. I mean, you know, it wasn't long ago they missed the playoffs. He had to sit some guys down. He was
good selection.
You know, it was a retool, very quick turnaround for them. And I think he manages that team pretty well. I you know, likable guy. So Bob Myers for me.
Yeah, Myers, those were the two guys that really stood out, Sakic and Myers. You know, obviously Myers acquiring Wiggins, which remember how many people were like, what a stupid trade, what are you doing? Man, did that play off. The depth pieces, the draft pieces. Myers had a great year in Golden State. Yeah. This technically is a coach, but in this sport, the coach makes all the decisions in terms of who's going to be on the team and how it's going to play out. I went with John Herdman. John Herdman, who, in terms of dragging his team to unprecedented levels, he did that with CONCACAF. The way that they factored into CONCACAF, winning CONCACAF, the lineup choices, the way that he managed to convince Estacio to play for Canada, you know, among other things, making sure that when Davies was away, they still had the right pieces to get things done. John Herdman put himself on a map this year significantly as a coach, but also as just a manager and a guy who really runs the show for Canadian soccer on the men's side. So my Charlie Donovan was awarded to John Herdman of the Canada men's soccer team. All right, the final category, one of our favorites. Let's get to the Harry Doyle category.
Hello again, everyone. I'm Harry Doyle, along with my good friend and partner, Monty, what's his name? Just a bit outside.
All right, Harry Doyle, our favorite sports media moment, whether it's, you can call out a personality if you want, a blooper, a play-by-play. There's a lot of different options here. Harry Doyle, one of the best. Who do you have for your Harry Doyle recipient?
First of all, before I get into it, do we actually have these calls?
I believe we have the calls. Yes, JP, I'm pretty sure we have the calls.
I'm going to let this one speak for itself. It's back-to-back years I've gone with this gentleman, and I'll never, ever change. I'll always have him as my guy.
Matthews trying to corral it to keep it in. Just did. Top of the circle. Scores! Austin Matthews, number 60! 60 goals in a season. And they're on their feet here at Scotiabank Arena, as they should be.
Joe Bowen, man, can't go wrong with that call. 60 goals.
Yes.
Man, I love listening to Joe Bowen. Anytime, like on the road, like on the way back from work, catching the first period, I just love listening to him and Ralphie.
Yep, they're the best in the business. I love Bonesy. What a great call, much like Harry Doyle. I mean, two legends, Harry Doyle and Joe Bowen. They're synonymous with their teams and with their sports. All right, Noodles, who do you have for the Harry Doyle category?
Rich Strike winning the Kentucky Derby, 80-1 odds. And down the stretch. I mean, that was must-see TV. Do we have the call?
I believe we have the call. Do we have the call, JP? All right, we do. Play it.
I'd love to see it.
Taking the lead as they arrive into the final furlong. Sandin is coming after him. Epicenter and Sandin. These two, stride for stride. Simplification down the outside is next. They're coming down to the wire. Epicenter, Sandin. Rich Strike is coming up on the inside. Oh, my goodness. The longest shot has won the Kentucky Derby. Rich Strike has done it in a stunning, unbelievable upset.
Eddie Olchuk passed out right there.
Well, Eddie O, man. I wonder if he sprinkled on Rich Strike. I don't think he did. I don't remember Eddie mentioning him to us.
That's awesome.
That's a great call. That is worthy of a Harry Doyle. All right, I got a call, and it's a more recent call. It's also a call within the family here at TSN, but I think it's absolutely worthy of my recipient for the 2022 Harry Doyle.
Here's Tejon Buchanan down the right side. Buchanan with the cross in towards Alphonso Davies! He missed the penalty in the opener. He makes amends today. Canada's history-making moment delivered by their biggest superstar. A goal the country has been dreaming about for decades finally arrives.
Woo, what a call, Luke Wahlman. What a legend. Yeah. And there's Stephen Caldwell just waiting to pounce. Stevie was in the background just waiting to pounce. And we love Stephen Caldwell as well. So there you go. There's my Harry Doyle. And that's it. Another successful Lou Brown Awards. I thought that was probably the best one we've ever done. Best one we've done.
Really
Lou Brown
good.
Awards. Yeah. Credit to everyone. Thanks for everyone for putting in time. Arad, JP, Joe from the Bridge. And if you're a lucky winner, most categories you'd be proud of winning. Probably not Roger Dorn. The Dorn category, you're not so happy if you're the recipient of the Roger Dorn. But everything else, you're pretty happy about. So. There you go. Harry Doyle, Charlie Donovan, great. Willie Mays, Jake Taylor, Ricky Vaughn, and Roger Dorn.
Just a bit outside.
Yeah. Lou Brown. Lou Brown Awards. Next year will be the fourth installment. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, so Duffy told a great story last night, by the way. You mentioned Luke Wildman. He said after one of the games they went to an Irish pub, and Stevie Caldwell brought the owner out because it was packed. They couldn't get in. He said, "Can we just come in and have a beer?" He said, "Absolutely not. We're ram-packed, and there's like a big waiting list." And then he looks and he goes, "Is that Kevin Kilbane?" And he's like, "Yeah, that's him." He goes, "Come on in." Everybody cleared out and put him right out in front of the bar, and they were treated like gods.
No way.
This little Irish owner of a pub in Qatar goes, "Is that Kevin Kilbane?" He goes, "Yep. Come on in. Everybody get out in front of the bar and come and sit down and enjoy yourself."
Isn't that incredible? Kilbane's a legend over there.
Oh, yeah.
And he is a legend in Ireland.
Wow.
An Irish pub, Kilbane. You think he's waiting in line? I don't care where it is. There's no
that,
way.
That was like Austin Matthews and Wayne Gretzky and Connor McDavid in Canada.
That, honestly, if a Canadian owner, and hey, is that Wayne Gretzky? Yeah. Oh, come on in. Yeah, you're
come
not
on
waiting.
In. Yeah.
And just kicking people out. Like, you schlubs. It. You're out. I don't. You're done. Pay up, get the hell
they
out.
They were saying at the front of the bar it was so busy, and all of a sudden every table was empty for Kevin Kilbane's party.
That's so good. That's so incredible. That's a great story. All right, Brad Treliving coming up, GM of the Flames. We got Dear Hazy B still to come. More on the Leafs win last night as well. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 2.